Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enterfood.com. That's enterfood.com. enterfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnterHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is April 19, 2019, huh? This is Good Friday. And it's Good Friday is the way that it's said. But, you know, if you think back, you know, and what you've read and what you've seen, and incidentally, there's a good article published up at stevequayle.com, which gives you the basically the facts, allegedly, of the passion and what Jesus was exposed to on the day of his crucifixion, the flailings with the, you know, like the cat of nine tails, the flail, the beating, the spitting on, all the whole bit, you know, the nailing to the cross, the having to carry his own, all of the items that are there. And I'm going to tell you something. He did all of that so that the prophecy could be fulfilled, so that his purpose would be fulfilled of what the Lord, our Father in heaven, sent his only begotten Son down to earth, you see? So that he could come on the planet and that give and have his blood shed for you to atone for your sins, you see? There's power in the blood of Jesus. And here's what he says right here. Chapter 14 of John. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. And in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas then saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father. And it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, And yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, listen to this one, ladies and gentlemen. This is the marvelous gift of what Jesus is going to tell you here. Verily, verily, it's verse 12, chapter 14 of John. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. If you don't understand that, pray to the Lord Jesus that he will reveal that to you. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, and that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that shall loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, what a marvelous opportunity. What a marvelous gift. What do you got to lose out there? I know there's some old salt sitting around and some old Ridge Runners and Mountain Jacks and people that think they've done a little too much, you know. They're beyond redemption, that they're beyond Lord Jesus. Well, you're not. Repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he will do that. But you're going to ask in his name, and his name is Jesus. That's very interesting, because Jesus tells you how to pray there, but he also tells you how to pray the Lord's Prayer. And that, you see, and then anything you ask in his name, he will do for you. He'll do it, but you got to keep the commandments. And ladies and gentlemen, the best thing I can tell you is to keep it simple. You want to go down the road of legalism and the 17th Street versus the 12th Street versus the 5th Street versus the 6th Street, and each one has got a different view, and then all of them have got knives, when the people that really have knives out for you Christians are the Luciferians and their moon god followers. Okay, the atheists and the stone cold nihilists, just like Albert Pike said, they're going to unleash. They're going to unleash on you, okay? In his Third World War letter that he read to Giuseppe Mazzini. What's that exact phrase? I read it last night. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. This is what Pike is saying. And we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations that the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. See, savagery is starting to really become to the forefront, is it not? We saw that with the ISIS and their caliphate in Syria. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude disillusion them with Christianity, Pike says. This is what Pike is saying, not me, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. You see, if you believe that there is an Illuminati and the Luciferians, you know, who have I told you? Allegedly, the Rothschild family allegedly believes they're descended from Nimrod and Semiramis, and that they worship Lucifer, the light bringer, you see. And that Nimrod and Semiramis were black magicians, you see. Black magic. All of that stuff. Then who is it that may have caused the electrical short in the Notre Dame Cathedral? That is an attack, you see. And now it's starting to come around to that. And who does Macron, who does macaroni and cheese work for, allegedly? Well, it's the French Rothschild, you see. Now, who and what are they? Well, people say, well, it's the Jews. No, it is the Luciferians. It is those that worship Lucifer and Satan, you see. So don't get hung up on this one, that one, and the other one, or the 13th Street, or the 12th Street, or the 5th Street, or the pure undoctrinated in the woods, you know. This is something that you got to keep simple. I'm going to tell you what. Repent of your sins to Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, and he will give you everlasting life with him in heaven. I have seen, Lord Jesus, when I was in the hospital in a coma for 3 days, I went up into the tube in between, you know, earth and heaven, and I was there with Lord Jesus. He was with me. It's the most wonderful love and feeling and experience, and it wasn't my time. But he protected me, you see. So let's talk about asking in his name, you see, and he will do it. Or pray the Our Father. Pray the Lord's Prayer. And you also have to understand that the more concise and straightforward and sincere you make it, the better off you are. Keep it simple. Keep the relationship with Lord Jesus directly to him. The churches, if you want to go, You can go and hear a lot of places honeyed words. They don't talk to you about repentance or sin or anything like that anymore. And a lot of them are just getting you ready to put the barbed wire up, and you're going to save you from, martial law by the clergy protection, people, you see. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to be able to do something, and the very first thing you need to do in terms of preparation is to get with the true Commander-in-Chief, Lord Jesus. And that's all there is to it, because what he has told you in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and in the Revelation is starting to happen. I told you again last night from Matthew 24, he quotes all of the things that are going on. We're seeing them right now. War, pestilence, or the earthquakes in diverse places, famines, pestilences, wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation. We have all of this. And incidentally, apparently I saw, just before I came up, I was looking at stevequayle.com, and I saw the story there where apparently some of the most deadly viruses and bacteria, germ warfare type things, were taken from a freezer in a bio lab in Venezuela. So who's got them and who's going to take them? And apparently smallpox is one of the items, okay? Some of the nasty flus also, and various other dread diseases, why pestis, etc. I don't know if you've heard about this one, but recently there's a mysterious infection going around the globe. It's called Candida auris, and it's reached New York, New Jersey, and Illinois, and leading the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to add it to a list of germs deemed urgent threats. Now listen to this. This is from the Science Times. A man at Mount Sinai died after 90 days in the hospital, but C. auris, that's A-U-R-I-S, Candida auris, did not. Tests showed it was everywhere in his room, and it was so invasive that the hospital needed special cleaning equipment and had to rip out some of the ceiling and floor tiles to eradicate it. Everything was positive for it. The walls, the bed, the doors, the curtains, the phones, the sink, the whiteboard, the poles, the pump, for moving fluids or for the heartbeat and that kind of stuff. Dr. Scott Lauren, the hospital's president, the mattress, the bed rails, the canister holes, the window shades, the ceiling, everything in the room was positive. C. auris, Candida auris, is so tenacious in part because it is impervious to major antifungal medications, making it a new example of one of the world's most intractable health threats, the rise of drug-resistant infections. It's an enormous problem. You see, it's an enormous problem. Now, I happen to go visit the doctor the other day, and also, had like a physical, had blood drawn and that kind of stuff, and all the different tests you take. And I asked the nurse if they're seeing any of this Candida auris, and she said, "Who? What are you talking about?" I said Candida auris, a dread fungal that the Center for Disease Controls is talking about, where it's so pervasive that you have to take off the ceiling tiles and the floor tiles and get rid of everything in the room. And this stuff can kill you within days, apparently, if it goes to the brain. So what I'm trying to say to you is you need to be starting to think more about pestilences, about the vials being open, you see. And if you can, if you have the ability to do so, then I would tell you to look and go up and look for a Tyvek F or better type suit, Tyvek F type suit, the booties, the headdress, the nice thick rubber gloves that are also resistant to chemicals and whatever. Not just the little pull-on gloves, the surgical gloves, although having those would not be bad either. But you got to start paying attention to what you touch and what you don't touch. And you got to keep your strength up and to keep your immune system up. At the same time, you need to take steps to make sure that you're cleaning your own countertops and all the different items. And the basics, if you don't have them for that kind of stuff, can be vinegar, colloidal silver, sometimes even baking soda, you see. There's all kind of stuff that you can utilize that will assist you. But if you can, and you can get also at this stage of the game, I've talked to you about it before, you want to get brand new, high quality, something like an M, as in military-95 type mask, with the full nuclear, chemical, biological, radiological filtration, and multiple canisters, if you can, and a Tyvek F suit, and booties, and the thick chemical-proof gloves. And if you can, and you can put that back and keep those in a good, cool, dry place so they do not get troubled, then you're going to be ahead of the game. But I also think, to wit, you should get bleach. Unscented Clorox would be good, because it'll also help. You can put a few drops, you know, those number of drops, which you'll need to look up. You can do a search and say, how many drops of unscented bleach do I put in a gallon of water to help to purify it? You can also get the vinegar. Vinegar will kill germs like on a countertop and that kind of stuff to a great degree, or will help you. But you need to start thinking about what it is you do when you go into public, who you're seeing, what you're doing, because all of these illegal aliens are coming in, and a large portion of them have all of these medieval diseases. They've got plague. They've got tuberculosis. They've got smallpox. They've got all kind of stuff. They've got weird flus. They've got all kind of things. Viruses, bacterial and fungal, all of it. So you need to start thinking about that. And meanwhile, an American constitutionally oriented militia on the, you know, border, you know, of their own volition, trying to help protect the border, because there's no wall there. The United Constitutional Patriots by West El Paso and right next door to Sunland Park, New Mexico, they're down on the border, and they're armed, and God bless them. They have the right to be, to protect themselves. And they're standing in the gap So they rounded up over 350 illegal aliens. And of course, now everybody, oh, well, you can't do that. You can't do it. Well, it's a citizen's arrest. They're coming across the border illegally. This is part of what Pike talked about. And George Soros, allegedly, if it's his money, or allegedly if it's the Rothschild's money that he may be fronting for. But somebody in the Illuminati's money, okay? And they're pouring it into, be a certain groups in Chicago, be a certain groups which then, you know, Sin Fronteras group in Chicago, but they're pouring it into the El Salvador, Guatemala, everywhere. They're also still bringing in people. They're still bringing people in from the Middle East, are still passing through. And also still coming in from Regina. The state cads are busy just like the coyotes. And then the fact of the matter is, snakeheads bring people in, and then how many Chinese restaurants are there in the North America? Quite a few. You know, when you go to the book, which you've never read the book, you ought to read it, you know, or start to read it. You can skip through it and look at different things. An American Prophecy, The Fourth Turning, What the Cycles of History Tell Us About America's Next Rendezvous with Destiny, William Strauss and Neil Howe. Now, this was written back a few years ago, you know. Let's see what the time frame was on this. 97. But what they're talking about is starting to happen now. Time will pass, perhaps another decade, before the surging mood propels America to the fourth turning's grave moment of opportunity and danger, the climax of the crisis. What will this be? Recall from chapter 9 that a climax takes a form wholly unforeseeable from the advanced distance of 25 years. Imagine some national and probably global volcanic eruption, initially flowing along the channels of distress that were created during the unraveling era and further widened by the catalyst, trying to foresee where the eruption will go, if they're using an analogy, once it bursts free of the channels, is like trying to predict the exact fault line of an earthquake. All you know in advance is something about the molten ingredients of the climax, which could include the following. Economic distress with public debt and default, entitlement, trust funds, and bankruptcy, mounting poverty and unemployment, trade wars, collapsing financial markets, and hyperinflation or deflation, social distress with violence fueled by class, race, nativism, or religion, and abetted by armed gangs, underground militias, and mercenaries hired by walled communities. Cultural distress, with the media plunging into a dizzying decay. Have we seen any of that? And a decency backlash in favor of state censorship. A media plunging into a dizzying decay. Technological distress with crypto anarchy, high-tech oligarchy, and biogenetic chaos. Oh, high-tech oligarchy? Does that mean that Google and Amazon and MSN and all the high-tech people who are now trying to destroy, Facebook also included, who are giving up all of your information, your passwords, selling it to who knows who, giving it to the NSA all the time, giving it to the Red Chinese likely too, with what Google's working on with them. And then MSN also working with the Red Chinese universities. And at the same time, they're all bidding on the U.S. government cloud contracts, the Jedi system, which apparently Amazon got. But now it's found out that Amazon had some people planted inside to help make that decision. We'll be back in a moment as we're talking about a 4:30 on Good Friday.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network. Bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on SurviveToThrive.net. And oh, I'll tell you what. You can get yourself some of those herbal tinctures from Inner Health Botanicals to start to take and to put back the stockpile, the items. You need to get the information off in their websites as well about all of them and their traditional uses throughout time, throughout the world, their anecdotal evidence and all of the items about all of that. Now, you can also get the 40-day, 40-night high-quality organic food pails. When you call Inner Health Botanicals, okay, and you can do so at, let's see what that number is, 866-762-9238, or you can go to innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com, innerfood.com. And I'm going to tell you what, you tell them that Hawk sent you and to ask them for all of the entitled, all the discounts you're entitled to for quantity, for specials, all of the different items. Ask them about specials on any of the herbal tinctures. Ask them about specials if you're looking for any of the CBD for pain or whatever, and, you know, all the other items. The Inner Food or the meal replacement powders will help you to stretch your long-term storage food or your basic canned goods. You drink a shake or two a day, you will have the basic nutrients at least. So if you're hiding in a cane break from a man you can't seem to shake, and they got the dogs on you coming for you, then maybe you got the strength to get away and live to fight another day, you see. Ladies and gentlemen, let them know that Hawk told you come to them and to get the Inner Food or to get all that kind of things. And all of the preparation I've told you about, I've continually told you and asked you and pleaded with you. And many people have hearkened to that call and has helped them in times of trouble, like with floods and different items in the last couple of years, and even in terms of the fires and stuff. But you want to keep old Hawk on the air? I hope you do. You want to keep old Hawk able to stay in the game. The network puts me up, but I have to have you to keep me in the game. Anything is most needed and most welcome, let me tell you. You can send anything, a letter, a card, what have you. If you include something, God bless you. It can be Federal Reserve notes. Can be a silver quarter, silver dime, silver dollar, ounce of silver, whatever it might be. It could be gold, platinum, whatever it is. Check or money order. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. You can also reach me at RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. That's an email address. And people who know me, I try to answer emails whenever I can. Can't answer all of them. But I've gotten to know a lot of you really well over, and I was talking to Brother Quayle a day or so ago. Incidentally, say a prayer for Brother Quayle because he's had a surgery and on his knee, and we need to pray that the Lord Jesus would give him medical miracle and restore him back to full fighting speed here pretty quick. So anyway, I was talking to Brother Quayle, and he was saying, well, Hawk, you know, you're about the only one that remembers all the stuff when I came on the air years ago. And he said, how long have we been on? You know, have you been on? I said, well, you know, you had me on in 2004. I said, you know, as a guest. And then the Lord told you to put me on, you know, one night a week back then. And that's been almost 15 years. And all the wonder of that to me, because I have sure changed a lot in those years. But at the same time, I've stuck with Lord Jesus. And I do not apologize for it, because there is power in the blood of Jesus. He is my Savior. He should be your Savior if you repent of your sins and ask Him to come into your heart to be your Savior. You got the best deal there is. Everlasting life with Him in heaven. And if you don't tell your children about it, or your grandchildren, how will they know? So anyway, go to stevequayle.com too, and go up and look at his upcoming Branson in September again, to answer the alien question. You may want to get a discount and sign up for that. I think they've got some specials. Look at his books. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Terminated. The End of Man is Here. You know, Empire Beneath the Ice. Steve's new book, which is just fantastic. His new book, The Premise of the Promise. Jesus, The Premise of the Promise. Incredible book. Just incredible. All of the different ones that he's had. Weather Wars, you know, Aliens and Fallen Angels, the Giants books, the Angel Ward book, Exogenesis, all of the different things that he's put out for you. And I'm going to tell you another one, Empire Beneath the Ice, all about Antarctica, which is going to be more and more important again. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, say a prayer for Brother Quayle. And also at this time, I'd like to also just say a nice prayer for the Cold War warrior. And keep him in your prayers, because he still is strong with the Lord Jesus. And to all the people around, you know who you are, if you will just sit down and ask, pray in Lord Jesus' name, just as he told you in John 14. Magnificent opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. And this is on Good Friday, when if you're sitting out there tonight and you don't have the crown of thorns, sharp thorns poking into your skull, if you don't feel the 39 lashes on your back or whatever, I think it was 39. If you do not feel when they've pounded old iron nails into your wrists, pounded you under the cross, after you walked up a steep hill to Golgotha carrying the cross member of the cross, between 75 and 125 pounds, allegedly, And then all they've given you is a little bit of vinegar water on a sponge, you know, with some other stuff mixed in. Stuff to slow you down a little bit, your heartbeat, you see. And then when they put him on the cross, the weight drops down and makes it extremely hard to breathe. And if you're not in that bad of shape right now, then I'm going to tell you something. Consider yourself lucky because the Lord was there. Yet, you know what? He rose. The Lord Jesus rose. Rolled back the stone off the tomb. And he then ascended to heaven. After talking one more time or two more times with his disciples. All right? There's power in the blood of Jesus. Now, we were talking about here, I was talking about this foreturning, right? And we're talking about crypto anarchy. Have we had the deal where allegedly Facebook has sold all of your passwords and everything up, you know, 75 different times, have all of the military records and the records of all of you guys and gals out there in the intelligence community? Do you know that your home address, your phone numbers, your cell phones, and your mission records, even the ones that are classified, are in the possession of the Red Chinese? And biogenic chaos? Are we not talking about how they have already put genetic therapy, used the CRISPRs on the humans? They're using them also to put human genes into certain monkeys and apes to make them smarter. Rhesus and macaques and other things. We're going to have one of these, Planet of the Apes deals. We also have a situation where they're getting ready to unleash the vials. And now in Africa, there's the Ebola outbreak, you see. So biogenic chaos. And then at the same time, they want to, we talked about, clone and bring back, the woolly mammoths. They found almost intact in Siberia. The Chinese cave bear, you see, maybe the African giant super lion, you see. It wouldn't surprise me if you start to see all kinds of species like that come back. And also, there's a new trailer, much thanks to B&E out there from B. It's called William. It's a movie trailer. It's about these two biological microbiologists or whatever. Take some Neanderthal DNA and create a Neanderthal baby and implant it into the woman researcher, and she has the baby, and then the baby grows up in modern day. I think it's either in Washington or in California or Oregon, maybe. I don't know where it's at. It just looked like from the setting. Ecological distress with atmospheric damage, energy or water shortages, and new diseases. There's that Candida auris and all the others. Political distress with institutional collapse, open tax revolts, one-party hegemony, major constitutional change. Oh, are they working on that? They want to get rid of the Electoral College? They want to get rid of the Second Amendment. They want to get rid of all of the Bill of Rights, basically. Secessionism, authoritarianism, and altered national borders. Oh, we don't want any borders. But the minute that President Trump says, fine, you want sanctuaries? We'll send you all these people, and we're going to send them into your district up there, Pelosi, in the wine country in San Francisco. Or we'll send him to old Gavin Newsom, old Gavin you know, jumping Gavin there in Sacramento. Oh, no, you can't do that. Oh, no. Well, how about we send him to Share Spread in Beverly Hills or one of those groups or maybe to Schumer's district? Or we could just put him, you know, there on the Soros' estate in upstate New York. I'm sure he's got plenty of land there for him. Maybe just go over next door, you know, Tarrytown to the Rockefellers, put them on their deal. Maybe we can put them on the Rockefellers, Wyoming, you know, Lawrence's old ranch up there by Jackson Hole. Oh, but that ain't going to work, is it? You know? Well, let me tell you, you'd better get ready. And the first preparation is Lord Jesus, because this is Good Friday. And this is when they crucified him, and this is when he gave it up so that he could rise from the dead, could rise to heaven, and then make sure that if his blood was shed, it would be able to, if you take advantage of it, if you repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart, to be your Savior, you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. Political distress, you, we got any of that? You better believe it. Military distress with war against terrorists or foreign regimes equipped with weapons of mass destruction. We've talked to you about all the new stuff and the new threats and how they're having a whole lot of real fancy, quick, you know, symposium on hypersonics and all kind of stuff. And then the studies that say that basically if the United States, if China and Russia come at the same time, two theaters of war, we're screwed. You don't think that we have weapon systems here? Leidos awarded $19.3 million for work on laser weapon system. System integration contract and field testing of laser weapon system being developed at Kirtland Air Force Base in New Mexico. The contract provides for advanced work on the state-of-the-art laser weapon system technology, the research and development of laser weapon systems, as well as to evaluate performance in relevant operational environments, the Air Force announced. Work will be performed at Kirtland and is expected to be complete by April 22nd. Now, why is that interesting, April 22nd? Well, you see, this weekend we've supposedly got a large amount of particles from a solar eruption or a CME or whatever, a solar storm, coming this way. It don't know how big it's going to be or whatever, but you might want to take some of your stuff out, put it in your radios or your computer, put it in the Faraday box, you know, over the weekend. Stay off of Facebook and Instagram and Twitter Bird and all the stuff. Get on your knees, repent of your sins. Because Jesus ain't in the tomb. It's resurrection day, you see, coming. But he's already risen. And I'm going to tell you what. The one key thing that Brother Quayle and I always talk about is that when you're with and you're an advocate and you're a strong advocate for Jesus, and you combine that with what he knows and what I know and what we've tried to do over the years, and I've tried to have continuity, which I think I have. When Steve gave me basically his show to take over the two nights that he had ended up with. And Steve had been on since 94, I believe. He went on in Johnstown, Colorado, and then he had the Blueprint for Survival and then the Q-Files and, you know, all of these different things, started the network, the whole bet. We'll just take 94 to, you know, 2019, and how many years you got? I've been here since 2004. In June, it'll be 15 years. And I want to thank each and every one of you and thank the Lord Jesus for helping me strike blows against his enemies and to warn the remnant of what is to come and how to prepare. And incidentally, some books you might look for. Dr. Cass Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M-S. Dr. Cass Ingram's Life-Saving Cures. Dr. Cass Ingram's Life-Saving Cures. Knowledge House Publishers, Buffalo Grove, Illinois. It was copyright January 2000. And in here, he gives cures for a whole lot of things. He's even got stuff, Ebola, all the different various things that you can do, different cures that Dr. Cass Ingram, who's an MD, basically has told you to do that might be able to help you in some of these things. Stomach problems, all the different stuff. Radiation poisoning combat kit. Going through nausea, nerve gas poisoning, etc. He tells you what to get. Gas mask and protective clothing, you know, all the different items. These are things that might help you in an emergency. Another one here, another book, if you can find it. Bioterrorism, How to Survive the 25 Most Dangerous Biological Weapons. All You Need to Know to Protect Your Family by Pamela Weintraub, Weintraub. And there's a foreword by Dr. Paul Rega, an MD, Medical Program Director of the Center for Terrorism Preparedness. And in here, it talks about all of the different things, what you need to know, how to survive an attack of a such a thing. And it gives you items to take. There's brucellosis, cholera, plague, anthrax, all kind of different stuff here. The RNA viruses, smallpox, they have all kind of information in these books. Life-Saving Cures by Dr. Cass Ingram. Knowledge House Publishers, Buffalo Grove, Illinois, year 2000. Bioterrorism, How to Survive the 25 Most Dangerous Biological Weapons, Pamela Weintraub, Weintraub. That's out of Citadel Press, Kensington Publishing Corporation. And let's see, this was published 2002 in the copyright. Those might help you, ladies and gentlemen. They just might help you a whole lot, okay? And consequently, I'd say that when we talk about that the bioweapons are coming out of the freezers in Venezuela. And you see, one of the things that the Luciferians want to do, population planet Earth, no more than 500 million. Georgia Guidestones, right? Happens to correspond with Thomas Malthus, the father of modern economics, who Malthus said that that was the maximum population for planet Earth, where you could handle all the systems easily. But what the Luciferians want to do is to do blood sacrifice against you, your children, your family, the whole bit, you see? They want to kill you. They want to get you dead and do blood sacrifice to bring their little G, Lucifer God, onto this planet, their little G God, in a counterfeit of our Lord Jesus. Well, don't you ever let them, and don't you go into their Luciferian knife down a fight. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your family and yourself, your Bill of Rights. Do all of the things and continue to prepare. And don't take anything off of anybody. When I say continue to prepare, I mentioned the children tonight. There are things that you could do that would tell your children about how to keep basic type of stuff in their backpack when they go to school, a little kit, you know, a little medical kit, a little, you know, candy bar, you know, a little protein bar and some water, some different items, you know, a little bit of knowledge, you see. And then instead of having your kids twiddle their bits on this computer game and that and all of that, and letting the Illuminati and the U.S. DARPA military train them how to use weapons against you, you know, then why don't you involve them in some sort of martial art? Why don't you take them out and show them basic marksmanship with a 22 rifle or a 410 or 12 gauge shotgun or whatever, with a 22 pistol or a whatever it might be, depending on their age, and show them how to use it and how to hit the target and what to do and how to be safe with it, how to clean it safely and carry it safely and all of the things that your grandpa or your dad or your mom maybe even told you. Because I'm going to tell you what, God bless them all out there. There's a lot of what I call the old cigarette grannies. And those are the ones that are like 90 years old and they got a six gun, you know, on their hip, and they're living in West Texas, or maybe they're living Los Angeles in a neighborhood where the cops were pinned down. Did you ever see that one a couple of years ago? The police were pinned down by gangbangers who were banging them. And this old lady, she grabbed her AK variant and went out and started laying fire down against the gangbangers to protect the police. She was like 80 years old, and she had a Lucky Strike cigarette dangling out of the side of her mouth. Either a Lucky or a Camel, I'm not sure which. So I call them Cig Grannies because they're tough, good Americans. And I'm going to tell you what. You believe in Lord Jesus, you believe in our Father in heaven, you believe in your Constitution and Bill of Rights, then it's time to stand for that and not take crap off of anybody anymore. Because your government has been exposed as being corrupt. President Trump has been used by the Lord as a bull in the china shop to show you the deep, vast, evil, deep state. And the intelligence community and all the people at the high end that are of the Luciferian types. And incidentally, did you see how Judge Napolitano switched his gears? And none of the stuff that came out of this Mueller report is anything we haven't seen, even if you've just watched Hannity at night or something over the years, or read a book or two. Don't go into the Luciferian knife without a fight. This is Lord Jesus. He's going to rise. He's already risen, people. The power in the blood of Jesus. Mighty men and women of honor, use your right hand. Strike blows if you lose. Handing grace that make you a fool. You've got the optics, baby, and you also got the hand that you train to find and direct. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Pray and prepare. Have a festive resurrection.